Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
You guys didn't see the Obama correspondence dinner speech?
I always watch the correspondence dinners from beginning to end.
Did you really watch it or no?
No.
Ben, did you watch it?
I have not seen it, no.
Obama pretty much stuck it to Trump. Obama's having the week of his life right now. He just killed bin Laden.
With his bare hands, I heard.
Bare hands. And he just stuck it. You got to hear it. I'm going to try to find it.
Donald Trump is here tonight. Now, I know that he's taken some flack lately, but no one is happier, no one is prouder to put this birth certificate matter to rest than the Donald. And that's because he can finally get back to focusing on the issues that matter. Like, did we fake the moon landing?
He's not smiling at all.
What happened in Roswell? And where are Biggie and Tupac?
They're showing Donald he's not smiling at all.
All kidding aside, obviously we all know about your credentials and breadth of experience. For example, seriously, just recently, in an episode of Celebrity Apprentice, at the steakhouse, the men's cooking team did not impress the judges from Omaha Steaks. And there was a lot of blame to go around, but you, Mr. Trump, recognized that the real problem was a lack of leadership. And so ultimately, you didn't blame Little John or Meatloaf. You fired Gary Busey. And these are the kind of decisions that would keep me up at night.
Oh, man.
And Donald Trump is just sitting there stewing, too. He is not happy.
Well handled, sir. Well handled.
Man, funniest president ever.
He stuck it to Trump.
I mean, I know he didn't write that, but no other president before him would have had the balls to make.
And he delivered it perfectly,
like,
didn't he?
That's why people don't like him. I don't think it's as much the black thing. Old people don't like him because he's cool and he's funny.
I know.
And he's a smart mouth brat.
A smart mouth black, you meant to say.
I think Bill Clinton was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He played the...
Well, they didn't like him either.
He played, didn't he play saxophone on Arsenio? I mean, how much cooler can you get?
I think he played flesh flute on Monica.
Oh! I think she's the one that played flesh flute.
I saw a YouTube clip quite a while ago where it was Bill Clinton being interviewed on a Fox News show. And I swear to God, he was like my new hero after I saw that.
I know what you're talking about.
Where he got in the guy's face and he was such a badass, and
he was pissed. Guy
that was and the guy that was interviewing him looked visibly scared.
I think I found the interview. Hang on.
Now, our interview with former President Clinton.
Yeah, this is it.
This week, he hosted his second annual Global Initiative Forum in New York. More than $7 billion was pledged to tackle some of the worst problems in developing countries, such as poverty, disease, and climate change. As part of the conference, Mr. Clinton agreed to his first one-on-one interview ever on Fox News Sunday. The ground rules were simple. 15 minutes for our sit-down, split evenly between the global initiative and anything else we wanted to ask. But as you'll see now in the full, unedited interview, that's not how it turned out. When we announced that you were going to be on Fox News Sunday, I got a lot of email from viewers. And I got to say, I was surprised. Most of them wanted me to ask you this question.
Why didn't you do more to put bin Laden and Al-Qaeda out of business when you were president? There's a new book out you may suspect you've already read called The Looming Tower. And it talks about the fact that when you pulled troops out of Somalia in 1993, bin Laden said, I have seen the frailty and the weakness and the cowardice of U.S. troops. Then there was the bombing of the embassies in Africa and the attack on the coal.
Okay, let's just go through.
May I just finish the question, sir? And after
smug
the
bastard.
Attack, the
smug
said
mother.
That bin Laden separated his leaders, spread them around because he expected an attack, and there was no response. I understand that hindsight is always 20/20.
Well, let's talk about it.
But the question is, why didn't you do more, connect the dots, and put them out of business?
All right, let's talk about it. I will answer all those things on the merits, but first I want to talk about the context in which this arises. I'm being asked this on the Fox Network. ABC just had a right-wing conservative running their little pathway to 9/11, falsely claiming it was based on the 9/11 Commission report, with three things asserted against me directly contradicted by the 9/11 Commission report. And I think it's very interesting that all the conservative Republicans who say I didn't do enough claimed that I was too obsessed with bin Laden. All of President Bush's neocons thought I was too obsessed with bin Laden. They had no meetings on bin Laden for 9 months after I left office. All the right-wingers who now say I didn't do enough said I did too much. Same people.
Do you think you did enough, sir?
No, because I didn't get him.
Right.
But at least I tried. That's the difference in me and some, including all the right-wingers that are attacking me now. They ridicule me for trying. They had 8 months to try. They did not try. I tried. So I tried and failed. When I failed, I left a comprehensive anti-terrorist strategy. Best guy in the country, Dick Clark, who got demoted. So you did Fox's bidding on this show. You did your nice little conservative hit job on me. What I want to know
question.
No, it was a perfectly legitimate question. I want to know how many people in the Bush administration you asked this question of. I want to know how many people in the Bush administration you asked, why didn't you do anything about the coal? I want to know how many people you asked, why did you fire Dick Clark? I want to know how many people you asked.
We
asked.
If you ever watch Fox News Sunday, sir?
I don't believe you asked them that.
We asked plenty of questions.
You didn't ask that.
About the U.S. coal?
Tell the truth.
With Iraq and Afghanistan, there's plenty of stuff to ask.
Did you ever ask that? You set this meeting up because you're going to get a lot of criticism from your viewers because Rupert Murdoch supported my work on climate change. And you came here under false pretenses and said that you'd spend half the time talking about, you said you'd spend half the time talking about what we did out there to raise $7 billion plus in 3 days from 215 different commitments, and you don't care. But
President Clinton, if you look at the questions here, you'll see half the questions about that. I didn't think this was going to set you off on such a tear.
You launched it. It set off on a tear because you didn't formulate it in an honest way and because you people ask me questions you don't ask the other side.
And
Richard Clark,
that is not true.
Richard Clark made it clear in his testimony.
Would you like to talk about the Clinton Global Initiative?
No, I want to finish this thing.
All right. Well,
all I'm saying is you falsely accused me of giving aid and comfort to bin Laden because of what happened in Somalia. No one knew Al-Qaeda existed then.
But did they know in 1996 when he declared war in the U.S.? Did they know in 1998
when
he bombed the two embassies? Did they know in 2000 when he hit the coal?
What did I do? I worked hard to try to kill him. I authorized the finding for the CIA to kill him. We contracted with people to kill him. I got closer to killing him than anybody's gotten since. And if I were still president, we'd have more than 20,000 troops there trying to kill him. Now, I've never criticized President Bush, and I don't think this is useful. But you know we do have a government that thinks Afghanistan is only 1/7 as important as Iraq. And you ask me about terror and Al-Qaeda with that sort of dismissive thing when all you have to do is read Richard Clark's book to look at what we did in a comprehensive, systematic way to try to protect the country against terror. And you got that little smirk on your face, and you think you're so clever. But I had responsibility for trying to protect
He does have a very stupid smirk.
I tried, and
smirk.
I failed to get bin Laden. I regret it, but I did try. And I did everything I thought I responsibly could. The entire military was against sending special forces into Afghanistan and refueling by helicopter. And no one thought we could do it otherwise because we could not get the CIA and the FBI to certify that Al-Qaeda was responsible while I was president. And so I left office. And yet I get asked about this all the time. They had three times as much time to deal with it, and nobody ever asked them about it. I think that's strange.
I know. There's no fucking way that that channel would grill Bush on why he didn't do anything to follow bin Laden around. And they wouldn't make the same arguments with him anyway. They would ignore all the parts of their arguments that have holes in it. That's what's annoying about me is Clinton. All he did was say, well, apply the same thing to him after he took office. And they just ignore that point. They just ignore any good points that come back at them.
Hey, I wanted to bring up a totally different subject. I may not put this out on the podcast. It's just pretty personal. But my dad called me the other. My dad's like, man, he got in a skateboarding accident. Since his bike accident, he started riding a skateboard around, which he fractured his thumb like in two different places. They had to put like a metal pin in his thumb. But when my dad gets in accidents, he goes crazy. All right. It seems like he just took PCP and is schizophrenic at points when he gets really crazy. But the other day he called me and he admitted something to me that he's never told me before. But he said that some lady came over and got him stoned out of his mind. And he hadn't gotten high, he said, in like 6 years or something longer than that. But the thing is that when he's already kind of out of his mind, he can't do drugs. You know what I mean? Like, drugs put you in a weird headspace to begin with. But when you're already, like, verging on the sort of, he's right on the edge of just going crazy, you know? And he called me, and he just sounded like 20 years older. He sounded insane. He was just all over the place. And he told me he lost his shoes and his teeth. And he hurt his knee in the bike accident, and he was walking around, and his neighbor told him, can you believe my neighbor? She doesn't want me, she doesn't think it's a good idea for me to get all these cigarette butts and put them on my back porch to make it softer for my knee. He's been going around collecting cigarette butts and putting them on his back porch so that when he walks out there, the ground is softer.
And she doesn't think that makes sense.
I know. And I explained it to him anyway. But I'm going to get him on the show because I want to hear, let you guys talk to him about if we've ever seen anything that we don't believe at all. Like that when you see it, you can't believe it. And Chris was talking about the Batman, the human bat. And I wanted to ask him that question, but I want to talk to him about a couple things. But he's really manic, so bear with me.
Hang on a second. First off, you said he revealed something to you. Was the revelation that he got high?
Yeah, that he got high.
Oh, I thought he was saying he got high and revealed something.
No, he got high and that he'd never told me that he had before.
Wait, what? Just smoking pot?
Smoking pot, yeah. He said he was out of his mind. And he said his feet hurt because he was out tripping all night, walking around on rocks. And he messed up his feet.
And that, he said, was the first time he'd been high in a long time.
Really long time, yeah. And he was just out of his mind. Because when he called me, like, immediately, I was like, Dad, what's wrong with you? You sound like... He sounded like 20 years older. The pitch of his voice was different. You know what I mean? Like it just sounded, I could tell there was insanity in his voice.
But, you want us to tell him jokes or is that not a good time?
That's fine. I want to cheer him up. You know what I mean? We could tell him some jokes.
Okay. I got a joke for him.
All right. Hang on one sec. I'll call him.
Fire department.
Hey, Dad.
I want to report a fire.
Hey, I hear your roommate on there. How's the jokes coming?
I got a joke for you.
Go for it.
All right, I didn't write this one. This is a classic. Okay, two campers are hiking in the woods when one gets bitten on the ass by a rattlesnake. These are just two guys. One of the guys goes to town for a doctor, and the other guy stays behind with the rattlesnake bite. The doctor says, I can't go and help because I'm delivering a baby, but here's what you should do. Take a knife, cut a little X where the bite is, suck out all the poison, and spit it out.
Spit the blood out.
Yeah. So the guy runs back to his friend, who is almost dead from the rattlesnake bite, and he goes, what did the doctor say? And the guy goes, he says you're going to die.
All right. good joke, man.
I got one, Dad. This is one that this is one that has been told on this before. One of my heroes told me this. The lead singer for one of my favorite bands told me this joke.
Wait.
So this guy's out duck hunting all day, right? He's laying in the mud all day, and it's a rainy day, and he's just waiting, and no ducks are coming, right? So finally, a duck shows up, and one duck flies by, and he shoots it. And this is after like 8 hours of just laying in the mud and getting rained on all day. So he walks out, he nails the duck, he walks over to try to pick up the duck. And right when he gets over there, this old man is standing there. And the old man says, "Well, what are you doing on my turf?" And he's like, he says,
"I like this joke."
He said, "He's like, well, I'm just getting my duck, sir." And he said, "You mean my duck?" And he says, "Well, what do you mean, your duck?" He said, "Well, you're on my land, so this is my duck." And he looks and he realizes he's on the guy's land. So he says, "Well, I'm not leaving without this duck. I waited out here too long for this duck." And the guy says, "All right, well, you want the duck? I'll tell you what, we'll have a contest. Both of us can kick each other in the nuts as hard as we can, as many times as in a row as we can, and whoever's left standing at the end gets the duck." The duck hunter's like, "All right,
I'm crazy.
Well, the duck,
I want the duck that bad."
The duck hunter's like, the duck hunter says, "All right, well." He's like looking at the old guy. He's thinking, "Man, I'm going to kill this old man with one kick, you know?" And he's like, "I don't think that's a good idea." He's like, "What are you, chicken?" He's like, "All right, fine. You want to do this? We'll do this." So he says, "All right, well, let's do it." So the old man winds up, leans back, and just kicks the guy square in the nuts as hard as he can. And the old man, then the duck hunter's just standing there, and he's almost crying, and he's trying as hard as he can not to fall over, and it hurts so bad. And he manages to stand up, and then he's like, "All right, my turn." And then the old man says, "It's all right, you can have the duck."
All right, I like that joke. Got one free kick for coming on his land. What he gets for being on his turf, huh?
Yep. Hey, Dad, we were talking about something. We were talking about stuff like if we've ever seen anything that we just couldn't believe.
Well, we came up with this idea because Chris was telling us about this giant man bat that he saw one time. And then also, was a bat that was a man, but it wasn't Batman.
It was like a giant half human, half bat thing that he says he saw one time, and he couldn't believe it.
I'm saying it could have been that. I didn't say it was definitely that.
Where did you see it? Did you say where?
I saw it on Highway 70 between Oroville and Marysville.
Yeah. That's a...
That's a man bat stomping ground.
Well, they have a name. Some devil. It's some something devil.
The Jersey Devil.
Oh, I don't know, but something devil. I've seen it on Discovery. No, on not Discovery. History. I saw it on the History Channel.
But where? And you've seen one before?
And it was in California too.
Really?
Somewhere in California. I forget exactly where. I haven't. Just I did on television.
It's like that movie.
They had a program on them. They're real. They are real critters. They had a program on them.
On the
History Channel, I believe.
Have you? Well, we were saying, have you ever seen anything that just you couldn't believe it when you saw it?
Plenty of things.
Well, let's hear it.
Well,
I wanted to know about aliens because I'm pretty sure that I was either visited by aliens or I had a very clear dream that I was visited by aliens, and I was wondering if maybe aliens came and probed you also, or just you, not
As a matter of fact, me and my buddy, when I was with the carnival, there was one clean, sober dude that I hung with.
Yeah.
And they used to call us Mutt and Jeff. he was taller than me, and I was skinnier, and all the whole. Y'all don't even know Mutt and Jeff, probably. Did you ever see the Mutt and Jeff on the Funnies?
No,
it's
on
like
the
a
Funnies.
Big dog
that
and a little
way
dog.
Way back, that's way old school.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Anyway, we were both carnies, and one time he always liked to eat at Denny's, and we ate at Denny's in. Town's that? It's on the east side of the state. I forget the name of the town, but way over, like, kind of high in the mountains on the east side of the state. And anyway, we were talking to a guy, you know, Sonora. All right. Yeah, it was in Sonora. And so we were in Sonora, and my buddy liked to eat at Denny's, so we were eating at Denny's, and we ran into Sonora Jim. And Sonora Jim swore to us that we could see some kind of UFOs and told us right where to go, and we went right where he said. And right after we got there, we saw this like flying saucer like thing that just whoo, and it was like rainbow colors, and it was real big. It was right near us, and then boom, it like gone in no time, and with all kind of colors and stuff. So we were talking about it like, yeah, man, that really happened. We saw that. And then I was tripping, you know, and I go, oh, man, I might see another UFO. I'll go climb way up high here. And I did, and I went and I saw another UFO. The trouble was I hadn't slept enough. And so I went to, I found this great shop for buying tools. I was buying tools, and then I told the lady about what the UFO I saw. And I told her I was a carny. Next thing I know, when I got back to the carnival grounds, they were pissed, man. That lady went over there and told them what I told them about seeing the flying saucer. They told me, don't be going off the grounds anymore.
You don't think she thought you were crazy, do you? That some weird guy shows up to her tool store to buy some cool tools, and then he says, I'm a carny, and I just saw a flying saucer. You don't think she maybe thought you were crazy or anything, do you?
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of which, I was telling Ben and Chris about your master plan.
That was my cigarette butts.
Yeah, your cigarette butts. He said he found a gold mine of cigarette butts on someone's back porch.
You can kill me laughing this again, can you? All kinds of cigarettes.
And they just had them right on their back porch.
I admit it, that's a little wild. But it's going to feel so good when I put a load of cigarette butts on my backyard. But my neighbors I only get a corner. They don't want to see cigarette butts all over.
Yeah, and
I only get a little corner where I can stand on my cigarette butts so that it'll be easy on my knees from any time hitting the streets of San Francisco.
Well,
I have an idea.
Well, Dad,
I get a little corner. They don't want me spreading them out all over, but I can have a little corner. I can't believe we're talking about this. Well, cigarette butts. They're worth something.
I know.
All my life I tried to figure out what they're worth. Now I figured it out. Come on. Cut me some slack. I might, by getting them like 5 inches high on my in my backyard where it's all cement. They'll feel good on my old knees.
Were you surprised when your neighbors didn't think that was a good idea and thought you were a little bit crazy because you came back with a hands full of cigarette butts from other people's back porches that you put on their back porch?
Well, at least...
Hey, I wash my hands when I'm done with them.
I don't care if they're dirty. They just...
He had a reasonable explanation.
They don't want a bunch of cigarette butts in their backyard. You lost your shoes and your teeth, and you're spending your time picking up cigarette butts.
Well, I happened to come across them on my way to looking for my teeth. I found my shoes. No, Janine brought my shoes to the center because I left them at her house.
All right, well, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Well, get yourself better.
And thanks for the talk we had earlier, man. You made me realize I was getting kind of... far out there. I really appreciate that.
No problem, Dad. I love you. I hope you get right, better so I can too. I gotta get you down here soon.
Soon, definitely. I'll get my act together and you'll feel okay about bringing me down.
I feel okay about bringing you down right now. It's not because you don't have your act together. It's because you're beat up. I want you to be down here when your knee's better and your feet are better and your hands
better.
So you can do stuff while you're
down. Yeah, so we can go surfing.
Yeah, exactly. So we can get to the ocean, stuff like that.
Thank you. I'm really looking forward to it.
All right.
And I'll get my own fare there too. You guys know I don't want you having to pay for me. I'll get my own money.
Nope, it's your birthday. We're paying for you. It's your birthday present. All right.
Well, twist my arm.
All right, Dad.
Oh, thanks a lot. I love you. I
love you too.
All right. Good night. Bye.
Right, see you.
Bye.
Thank you.